This is TWiT.
The R13 is Acer's latest submission into the growing field of convertible ultrabooks, notebooks, tablets, and other all-in-one Svelte package. At 13.5 inches wide by 9.1 inches deep and 0.7 inches thick, the R13 is quite a bit bigger than a typical tablet, and at 3.31 pounds, it's also noticeably heavier than a top-shelf ultrabook. But that extra size and weight also gets you a lot of extra power and flexibility. Our review unit, priced at $1,400, sports a 13.3-inch 16x9 2560x1440 multi-touch screen driven by a 2GHz dual-core Intel i7-4510U on top of 8GB of LPDDR3 system memory. Acer dropped in two 256GB SSDs in RAID 0 on a SATA 600 card for 512GB of crazy-fast storage, as well as a media card reader. Network connectivity is provided by an integrated 802.11 A, B, G, N, and AC wireless card. The R13 has a sparse port loadout, with a combo audio, two USB 3.0, and one HDMI port on the left side of the unit, and a USB 2.0 port on the right that can be used to charge your portable devices even when the R13 is off. Taking some of its styling cues from my personal favorite ultrabook, the Acer S7, the R13 uses Gorilla Glass on both sides of the lid, anodized aluminum for the keyboard tray and palm rest, and matte finished polycarb for the base. The keyboard is quite usable. A little soft, but it also has decent travel, a firm feel, a nice little click, and blue backlighting. The trackpad also looks like it's been lifted from the S7, which is good, but somehow it didn't feel quite as responsive as it should be. The 3220 mAh lithium-ion battery is rated for 7.5 hours of operation, and I actually averaged 8 hours while using it as my daily driver. Performance-wise, the R13 performed well for an ultrabook, averaging 2314 in PC Mark 8. Pushing the score up were fantastic read-write speeds from the RAID 0 SSD. Of course, specs and performance are good, but what makes the R13 unique is its hybrid modes. Acer uses what they call an easel arrow hinge that allows the screen to pivot 180 degrees along its center line. Combined with an ultra-strong yoke, the screen can be placed in 6 different positions. Notebook mode, easel mode, stand mode, pad mode, tent mode, and display mode. While the difference in position may seem slight for many of these modes, they are actually quite useful in different situations, and more importantly, the R13 pulls them off. The R13 is an above-average ultrabook with good performance, a nice screen, and decent bells and whistles. It's a high-powered Windows tablet with a nice format for cradling. Combined with Acer's Active Pen, it's fantastic as a drawing and drafting device, and the specialized modes give it a little extra wow. All in all, the Acer R13 is a fantastic example of a hybrid, and maybe, just maybe, right for you.
It's getting harder and harder to justify a tablet that does some laptop functions when you can get a laptop that does really, really good tablet functions at a price that's not that much more than just the tablet itself along with its accessories. Now, there are a few things that I really liked about the R13. I like the speed. I like the construction. I love this innovative hinge. I like the fact that it has all of these useful modes. And, I don't think it's going to replace my Acer S7. I think that's still going to be my daily driver because the price on this, and this falls in the cons, is a little bit high. And I'm not so big on this trackpad. In fact, this trackpad feels like the trackpad that was on the original Acer S7. It's a little bit stiff. It's not as responsive as I would like. I'm thinking that the next generation of the R13 is going to be much better. This is their second attempt at this sort of multi-use easel style of computer. And I got to say, it's got its definite uses. If you've ever been on a plane and you've had to sort of squeeze your laptop in on that tray and then someone puts their seat back and suddenly it becomes impossible, you're going to love something like that stand mode. If you do like a vertical use of your tablet, you're going to love to be able to do this to your laptop and have all the power of your full operating system, but in a format that really isn't a whole lot heavier or bigger than your 10-inch tablet. Now, as far as try, buy, or don't buy, I got to give the Acer R13 a definite buy. If you are looking for a new laptop, if you want something that's a little bit different, that does the hybrid thing, then the R13 is probably for you.